managed to attract the attention of a passing vessel, the Little Atlantic. The vessel, of course, came to their aid, and all those who were still alive on that Wednesday were rescued and brought back to Philadelphia. When the survivors came to Philadelphia, they brought charges against Alexander Holmes, because Holmes was the person who ordered that people be cast overboard. And those who survived were livid, because it was their brothers and sisters, their parents and their cousins, that were cast overboard. This is a group, a tour group of relatives and good friends, and they watched people die arbitrarily as they were cast overboard by Holmes. Holmes was tried in a very famous case known as United States versus Holmes. I think we have some lawyers here. Anybody went to law school will have learned this quote. Well, you're not there yet, right? Okay. You go to law school, you're going to learn about this case. All right, this is one of the great cases in the history of law, United States versus Holmes. Holmes was found guilty, but the court recommended mercy due to the extenuating circumstances. He was found guilty because in American law at the time, the law was, under such situations, you must cast lots to determine who should live and who should die, provided there's sufficient time to do so. And it was determined through the testimony that there was sufficient time to cast lots, but Holmes didn't cast lots. Holmes just arbitrarily threw overboard whoever he wanted to, except for the distinction that I made between married and single person. Excuse me?
With what was he supposed to cast
the lot? Oh, that's not a problem. You could you can break a piece of wood into little pieces, or whatever it was, if somebody had lead, whatever it was you could do. It doesn't matter. So he was given a sentence of 6 months imprisonment in hard labor, aside from the 9 months he served in prison awaiting trial. And he was fined also $20 to cover the cost of the prosecution. 1841. By the way, he served his time at the end of the 6 months. He didn't have the $20 to pay for the cost of the prosecution, so he appealed to the President of the United States at that time, John Tyler, and one of the more magnanimous decisions of John Tyler, he remitted the $20 fine so that Holmes could go free after he served his prison term. He actually had applied to the President before he served the prison term. The President refused to do that. Afterwards, he remitted the $20 fine. I'm interested in halacha. This is a real case. The reason I'm using the real case is because, in case you're going to ask questions, and you did already, I know the facts of this real case. You can examine them and use them to determine what the halacha is in this case. But this is a very difficult issue, a very difficult halachic issue. And I just want to raise with you, first of all, what are some of the issues. One, what obligation does every passenger or crew member on the William Brown have to ensure his or her own personal safety? Supposing you were on the sinking ship. Okay, I'll look at it. What obligation, if any, do you have to care for your own safety? And let me assure you that this is a very modern question, one that's discussed much in modern literature, not so much halakhic literature, but in modern literature. You might take the attitude, as some have indeed, that I'm going to sit in a lifeboat. I will not strive strenuously to stay alive, and I will also not strive strenuously to die. I'm not volunteering to go overboard. I will sit in a lifeboat, and que sera, sera. If I survive the ordeal, fine. If I don't survive the ordeal, whatever God decides, as it were, que sera, sera, but I will not do more than that. So this is an issue that we have to ask a very important question. What obligation do you have halakhically to care for your own safety and well-being? Second issue, what obligation do I have halakhically, if I'm in such a situation, to assure the safety and well-being of the fellow passengers? Forget about myself now. What halakhic obligation do I have to all the others in this sinking life? Third issue, is it permissible for an officer at sea, captain, in our case, Alexander Holmes, is it permissible for an officer at sea to decide in these circumstances which passengers should live and which passengers should die? Fourth issue, if so, what criteria